Still on the subject, passing the breaking point without breaking, passing the breaking point without breaking. I think when we ended last week, we pointed out that there are many occasions in which the Almighty God encourages people, fear not. And I promise that there will be a separate lesson sometime to come on just those two words, fear not. And the many times it has been used in the Bible. I pointed out that it was usually on the situation that God's people are one of God's servants confront fearful situation that these words were given. The Almighty God, people have always faced challenges in life, so that because we are Christian, you must not make the mistake that it will be smooth sailing all the way. It's not. And I'm hoping that in today's lesson, it will give you a chance to understand the Almighty God even a little better. Because the more we understand God, is the more successfully we are able to relate to Him and to His will. We, as Christians, we were meant by Jesus Christ to, through Him, to deal with the stressful, challenging, breaking point that come in life without breaking. We were meant by God to be like that. That's why we are told He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of sound mind. I almost wanted last week to touch on one of God's greatest servants, that felt he had reached his breaking point. I'm hoping to just quickly run through another two or three of great men of God in the Bible that felt they had reached their breaking point. Wait. Some of them seem to have gotten broken by the stressful situation that life presented to them. But watch here, they were broken only for the moment. And that being broken for the moment gave them experience and strength for greater things that were set before them. Jacob felt he had reached his breaking point when in the book of Genesis he said, "All these things are against me." Brother Mitchell, when did Jacob are Israel. When did he say that? It is found in the book of Genesis 42 and verse 36. Remember, brothers and sisters, may I, there are many situations that you and I can face, things thrown at us by Satan, by life, what life is. They can come from the workplace. They can come from the neighbor. They can come from relatives, friends. They can come from in the church. Are we all there? They can come from in our family. They can come from wives, from husbands, from children, from parents. Are we all there? They can come from sickness, illnesses. Our own illness, our illness of those who are close to us. Where challenges come to us that some of them sometimes feel unbearable. They can come from financial challenges. Are we all there? Jacob felt he had reached that breaking point. If you have the passage, read it. If not, let me go on and you read it afterward. I said 42:36 of the book of Genesis.
And Jacob, their father, said unto them.
And Jacob, their father, said unto them.
Me have ye bereaved of my children. Joseph.
Me, I am bereaved of my children. Read.
Joseph is not.
Joseph is not means Joseph is dead.
And Simeon is not.
Simeon is dead.
And ye will take Benjamin away.
And the evil people take Benjamin. Watch here. Of the 12 children the man had, these were his favorite. That's right. In fact, two of them were children for the wife that he had to work 14 years for. You talk about you are in love. Now, this is love. The young man said to his fiancée, he used all the planets of the heavens and discussed, tell her how much he loved her. But at the last sentence he said, if it doesn't rain later, I'll see you. If it doesn't rain, if it rain, I'm not going to come wet myself up to see you. So when we talk about love, ask Jacob. And after working so many years, 14 years, finally, this daughter of his uncle became his wife. She remained childless for some time, but afterward had children for him. Those were special to him. When Jacob speak here, he was speaking from a wrong, are we all there? And from an ignorant view of the situation. Wait. Oftentimes you and I speak from a viewpoint of ignorance. Oftentimes, we do not have all the facts. In fact, only the Almighty God usually have all the facts. Being distressed, he was seeing things and speaking from partial knowledge. So oftentimes we speak from partial knowledge. Wait, there are some things the Almighty God has not opened our eyes to see them yet. Truly. And I'm not talking about those things that it's on the other side of death that we will understand them. But there are some things right in this life, it is farther along we will understand them. So when Jacob spoke that all these things are against me, it was speaking from partial knowledge. Partial knowledge of the facts. Because at this time the Almighty God knew all the facts, but Jacob didn't. He had only partial knowledge. And because of this partial knowledge, he spoke in ignorance. Are we there? A lot of times when we think we have seen it all and we have experienced it all, then sometimes when we think we have gone through all of it in life, you can't tell me anything, then comes something that you have never experienced. Jacob was at that point. Remember, Jacob had gone through a lot. Are we all there? Jacob was no chicken when it comes to experience. And Jacob was not a person who easily gave up. Far from that. He was not a man who easily lost faith. Jacob was strategic. Wait. After he had robbed his brother with the conniving of his mother, robbed his brother of his birthright. Of course, Jacob going to show penitence and repentance for that. And this was when he was just a youth taking guidance from his mother. But in returning back after umpteen years, 2 or 3 decades after he was separated from his brother, in returning and was told that his brother with an army, his brother Esau, with an army, is not many miles away. Jacob was strategic in confronting his brother again. I'm just running over this just to show that Jacob was not a chicken. He was not an inexperienced person. He was not a man who easily gave up. Then how comes this man was confronted now with such a challenge that he said, all these things are against me? Yes, it's that Jacob who not only was he strategic in meeting his brother Esau. I could have asked you to read chapter 32, verse 3 following, but we're just going to run over this because I want to cover what I want to cover today. Not only that, Jacob was the person to whom the Almighty God revealed an everlasting truth, that the house of God was the gate of heaven. That is New Testament truth that was revealed to Jacob. That was about the church of Christ. the house of God. It was Jacob first to whom that was revealed. It was Jacob who showed such stick-to-itiveness and determination and consistency, that when the man wrestled with the angel and the angel said, "Let me go," and Jacob realized the value of a blessing, he said, "I will not let thee go until thou hast blessed me." It was Jacob, not a man who easily gave up or easily become discouraged. Oh, Jacob was the man who was deceived. Are we all there? His father-in-law, his uncle, Laban, employed the man and he was robbed and underpaid so many times. Let me just see if I can find a verse here. Run with me to chapter 29, verse 18 following, please. Let me see if that the verse. Chapter 29 of the book of Genesis.
And Jacob loved Rachel, mm-hmm, and said, "I will serve thee 7 years."
Yes, wait. Step down to 25.
And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said unto Laban, "What is this thou hast done unto me?" And said unto them, "I see your father's countenance that is not toward me as before."
And he was speaking to Laban, his son. "Read, I see your father's countenance that is not kindly toward me." Read, brother.
"But the God of my father hath been with me." "And ye know that with all my power..."
And you, Laban, you are my cousin. You're all my cousin. You know. What do you know?
"I have served your father."
"I have served your father." Read.
"And your father hath deceived me."
"And your father hath deceived me."
"And changed my wages 10 times. Ten times.
What would you do if you are working somewhere and 10 times over a few years them change? Wait, they don't mean they give you more pay, you know, they cut it down. That's right. That's what this happening here is complaining.
their father said unto them.
He was addressing the children, grown young men who had not brought him additional bad news about Simeon and Benjamin. And Jacob, their father, said unto them,
Me have ye bereaved of my children.
I have been bereaved, my children are dead.
Joseph is not. And And Simeon is not.
Meaning Simeon is dead, but Simeon was not dead. Read that.
And you will take Benjamin away.
Benjamin was taken away, meaning he's not safe. Benjamin was safe as he could ever be. We'll keep in mind that we sometimes situation that we are not sure about to wrap our faith. Sometimes, and in many situations, only the Almighty God knows what tomorrow or the other day or next week or next month will bring. We must learn to trust God. Live close to Him and trust Him. Benjamin was quite sick. There was joy, peace, contentment, and happiness awaiting Jacob that he never dreamed of. That's right. Wait. And that would not be 1 year away or 2 years away. In a few days from the time he spoke that all these things are against me, the Almighty God had store up for this man joy, peace, contentment, and happiness awaiting him just around the corner. But Jacob was ignorant in reference to all of that. So are we in many situations. Jacob spoke with defective memory also. Now we are there. You see, our memory plays a moral part in our serving God. You see, if we keep forgetting what God has brought us through, our faith will get weaker and weaker. But if we keep remembering, shedding sorrow, discomfort that we have gone through, but God has kept us. I don't want to go there, but I have to refer to it. You know, in Psalms, I think, if my memory serves me right, it's chapter 27. Dear David, the writer of that psalm spoke about, I can trust God for today. Watch here. Then there is another part of the psalm. He said, I can trust God because of yesterday. Are you there, brother? Let me hear it if I have the right one. I'm not sure I have the right one. Psalms 27 from verse 1, it's supposed to be a short psalm. I didn't want to go there, but it's just an illustration. Let me see if it's it.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Mm-hmm. He is. Watch here now. What? He is my light and my salvation. Wait. That's what he is now. Read up.
Whom shall I fear?
Who shall I fear?
The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat.
Wait, brother. You notice the tense of the verse. In what the brothers just read, that's past tense. When they came upon me, they
Verse 2.
Verse 2? Yes, in that verse 2, it is the writer, it is the psalmist's memory that is helping him to trust God now because he remember what God did weeks, months, or years ago. What is the point? What God has led us through a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, when we thought that we were going through hell near hell, when we thought our judgment had come, but God led us through. If we keep forgetting those things, our faith will become weak. But if we remember them, that's what Jacob spoke with effective memory. He had forgotten.
1:6. 160.